The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now to the UK, which is funding the world's largest ocean monitoring system, involving cameras spanning 4 million square kilometres and costing roughly $3 million. The program, which hopes to protect wildlife and biodiversity, has the backing of none other than UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson himself, who called it cutting-edge technology. The company behind that technology is called Blue Abacus, and its co-founder is the director of UWA's Marine Futures Lab, Professor Jessica Maywig. Happy Easter Monday, Professor.
Good morning and happy Easter, Ben.
Now, it's not every day a Perth academic gets a shout out from a British Prime Minister, and you can put Bojo as a reference on your resume now.
Indeed, but I think it's just a wonderful outcome because it does two things, right? One, it's indicating UK's commitment to marine conservation and the 30 by 30 target, i.e. protecting 30% of our oceans by 2030. It also demonstrates their commitment to science and evidence-based decision-making. So as a Perth-based academic, I'm absolutely delighted.
Well, let's talk science. This program will use what you call baited remote underwater video systems, or BRUVs for short. What do they do, and what was the process for developing this technology?
Yeah, so imagine two GoPros on a stick, basically, in a rigid frame. And we use those two cameras to take video samples of the open ocean environment. So literally, we throw them off the back of the boat, they drift for 2 hours, we recover them, and then we take the video back to lab and we identify, count, and measure all the fish that we see. What this does is it gives us a snapshot or a picture of what's out there in the big blue open ocean, because of course, you know, you might go for a snorkel on Ningaloo or down here in the southwest, but you aren't typically snorkeling in 3,000 meters of water. So it gives us that picture. And the reason that that's important is effectively we've been busy emptying the oceans of ocean wildlife for the last 50, 60 years, and we need to halt and reverse those trends, and this is a method. You asked me about the development of them. They've been used on reefs for about 20 years, I guess, started in New Zealand, where they put two Sony Handycams on a big, heavy, clunky frame. But that was really a new technique for demonstrating the benefits of marine parks, for instance, in places like the Great Barrier Reef, and they've been used at Ningaloo. What we did was say, well, if they work so well on reefs, surely we can just modify the rigs and then deploy them in the open ocean. And we've been doing that since 2014, and it works a treat.
And is it replacing that other, I guess, method for surveying the ocean where you actually catch the creatures?
Yes, so certainly for our open ocean systems, which cover 70% of our planet and are about 99% of the habitat that we have on planet ocean, most of what we know comes from commercial fishing data that's tracked by governments through time. And the challenge of that is, one, it tends to only focus on the species that we eat. It requires you to actually kill the animals in order to count them. And certainly for marine protected areas, that sort of lethal sampling isn't appropriate.
Mm. And what do you typically see on these cameras? Are there some species that are more represented than others? Is it a bit of a mixed bag? What's the weirdest thing?
Gosh, there's been quite a few weird things. One was a blue swimmer crab out in the middle of nowhere, scrabbling around the bait canister looking very interested. We've seen a sea snake trying to shuck its skin by basically pole dancing on the bait system. But mainly what we see is a wonderful swath across everything from oceanic sharks like silvertips, silky sharks, shortfin makos, hammerheads, many of which are endangered species. We see tunas, we see marlins, but we also see a lot of the juvenile fish and what we call forage species, which are the small fish that a lot of the big predators feed on, so they're really important to the ecosystem. So the great thing about the cameras is they're indiscriminate. They'll film anything that's there.
Mm. And where will these cameras be placed?
So we're partnering with 10 of the UK's overseas territories. So in the Caribbean, for instance, Cayman Islands, British Virgin Islands, Montserrat, the Southern Atlantic Islands of Ascension, St. Helena, which is where Napoleon died, mm-hmm. Tristan da Cunha. And then in the Indian Ocean, in our backyard, the British Indian Ocean Territory, also known as Chagos, and then the Pacific Pitcairn. And these 10 OTs are places that have either already established large MPAs, and so now we want to know, does management work? Or they're places that are asking questions about what do we do that's best for us to get good ocean outcomes.
And what sort of data do you hope will result from this?
Yep. So we expect to be doing multiple surveys every year in each of those OTs, and that will literally give us the tell us for the first time, what is the diversity, what is the abundance, and most importantly, what is the size of the animals that are there. That creates a benchmark, and then we can say in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years with protection, for instance, are things getting better? Do we have more fish, and are they bigger?
Nice.
And if I may say, you know, the UK has got the fifth largest exclusive economic zone in the world. Australia has the third largest. We've got 30% of our EEZ in marine parks, of which only 9% is fully highly protected. Be good to be rolling this out here too.
You took the words right out of my mouth,
Jess.
I was going to ask you. You know, so it sounds like this should be something the Australian government should be looking at.
Absolutely. So, you know, of our EEZ, 9% is highly protected offshore, and we need to ask the question: is that working? Is that getting good conservation outcomes? And whilst Australia likes to pride itself on its pristine seas and its high standard of fisheries management, that's all well and good. But the reality is we're seeing declines in our ocean wildlife. We know from Queensland that hammerhead sharks have dropped to 10% of their populations 50 years ago. Tiger sharks are down to 30% from 25 years ago. In Western Australia, there's a move to open a shark fishery in the north, even though these are endangered species. So we need to have data so that we can assist decision makers in making good, positive decisions for our oceans that also balance off our blue economies and the needs there.
And what do you think it would cost? The UK have committed £2 million to this program with the Bruvs.
Yeah.
What do you think it would cost for the Australian government to, I guess, put enough of these cameras around our oceans to get a snapshot of what is actually out there?
Oh, look, it'd be much less than that. I mean, the challenge that the UK government has is that many of these overseas territories are quite remote. So, and there are 10 of them, right? So rolling out a program in 10 overseas territories is not a small issue. I think we've got 8 kilometers of rope in a garage somewhere. So, you know, one way for the government here to think about it would be to, they've divided up all of our Commonwealth marine parks into regions, so the northwest, southwest, and so on. You could, you know, roll out a program for each of those regions that would provide the appropriate data that you needed. And then, of course, the other exciting news is that at the state level, the Premier McGowan has committed to expanding the marine park estate. And so there's also a really good opportunity to assist with that and make sure that we get good parks and not paper parks, which is typically what we get.
Yeah, like you're just paying lip service to the idea of
exactly.
conservation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, and so for instance, at the Southwest Nari Marine Park, 91% of it's still open to fishing. And if you're thinking about the shore, like shore-based fishing, 98%. So that is not a good conservation outcome. That is not about balance.
Mm.
So, you know, what we can do is provide information that's needed to put a bit of boldness into our strategies for protecting our oceans.
Yeah, we'll just tell Premier McGowan that Prime Minister Boris Johnson sent you.
I'll do that.
Professor Jessica Maywig, as always, so great to talk to you. Thanks for being on the show.
No, thanks, Ben.